Fargo is considering mandating liquor liability insurance. And joining us to talk about why they feel it would be important and why they think that it would be good policy, joining us now at KFGO is Robin Litke-Sal. She is the Alcohol and Tobacco Prevention Coordinator for Fargo Cass Public Health. Robin, good morning.
Hello.
Thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Why doesn't Fargo require liquor liability insurance for the bars?
You know, I don't know. It's not a state law, and so really any authority to impose something like that really falls on the municipalities. And some municipalities, such as West Fargo, have chosen to implement that policy, while Fargo has not. And I'm not sure. Maybe it's something that hasn't been considered before or looked at. I'm not quite sure.
All right. So do you know whether or not this is the first time this has come up?
You know, in my 12 years with the health department, it's the first time that I know of that it has been brought up in a formal setting, such as at a committee meeting.
And in Minnesota, neighboring states, it's required by law.
Right.
So what does it mean? What does the liquor liability insurance mean?
Well, what it does is it covers a business against a dram shop law civil lawsuit. And by law in North Dakota, every spouse, child, parent, guardian, employer, or other person who is injured by either an obviously intoxicated person, an incompetent, or someone that's under the age of 21 has a claim for relief for fault against a business who would knowingly dispose, sell, or give away alcoholic beverages to those people, obviously intoxicated persons, persons under 21. And if death ensues, the survivors of the deceased are entitled to damages. So that law is already on our books, has been on the books for many, many years in North Dakota. Most states have dram shop laws. And so what the insurance does is it would protect the business owner if they did have a dram shop lawsuit against them. It would also protect the victim or victims, to be able to have relief for anything that would ensue.
Do you know, and you probably, this is a question probably you may not be able to answer, but do you know of the bars that have liquor liability insurance? Are there more frivolous lawsuits as described by Mr. Thorson in the forum article? Are there more frivolous lawsuits against bars who have this insurance?
You know, I honestly don't know the answer to that question. I really don't.
All right. Well, it was worth a try.
Yeah.
Because his feeling is that it would create frivolous lawsuits against his bars, and he owns quite a few of them in North Dakota and Minnesota.
Yeah, and I know that, he is required to have that insurance in, Moorhead, obviously, does business there, and as well as West Fargo. So I guess it would be interesting to know if he's seen an uptick in lawsuits for those businesses that he has and places where it is required to carry that insurance.
Now, obviously, one of the things that you do as alcohol and tobacco prevention coordinator is try to reduce excessive alcohol consumption. So how would having the liability insurance, how would it reduce alcohol consumption, Robin?
Well, I wish I could answer that question specifically. I can't. What I can tell you is that there are numerous studies out there that have proven that by carrying, by having that dram shop liability, that there is a reduction in alcohol-related motor vehicle fatalities, alcohol consumption behaviors, alcohol-related violence, and alcohol-related diseases. So it results in less harm. And obviously, where alcohol is concerned, anything that we can do here to help with the problems that we face, would definitely be something that I would like, to bring to the policymakers' attention. Obviously, it's their decision. My role is just to provide them with the information.
Mm-hmm. Randy Thorson was quoted in the forum article. He owns a lot of bars and restaurants, as I said, including JL Beers, Vinyl Taco, and of course, the Old Broadway. And he says, I'm quoting him now from the article, "I'm not certain why the public health department needs to be involved in running my business. And that, I think, is the most upsetting thing to me." So
yeah,
what do you think of that?
Well, we already are involved, and I guess most people, I think, probably think it's a good thing that we're involved when it comes to food inspections, when it comes to the smoke-free law implementation and enforcement, all of the other ways that we already are involved. And it's because, we are, there to protect the health and safety of our citizens. And so We already are there. We already are in a partnership, you know, with him and his businesses when it comes to server training for alcohol, alcohol compliance checks. So this is not something that's new. We are already in partnership with him in a number of areas, like I've just mentioned.
All right, very good. This is Robin Litke-Sal. She is the Alcohol and Tobacco Prevention Coordinator of Fargo-Cass Public Health. So where does this fight go from here?
Well, ultimately, we're supposed to provide some more information to the Liquor Control Board, and so I will be meeting with the city attorney and looking at some, you know, type of ordinance language and bringing more information to the Liquor Control Board. And then ultimately, you know, they would decide if they would like to see an ordinance brought forward or not, and then they can make a recommendation to the City Commission, and then the City Commission would ultimately approve or deny, you know, an ordinance if one is brought forward. So really at this point, I've just provided some information and we'll hope to provide some more information. And then ultimately they will decide if an ordinance is brought forward or not and whether or not that were to pass if it was brought forward.
Mm-hmm. Very good. Robin, thank you for joining us.
Yeah,
we appreciate it very much.
Yep, you're welcome. Thank you.
Good information. Robin Litke-Sal from Fargo-Cass Public Health.